Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Ayin, Menachos 70. Today's Daf Yomi in the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Amud Aleph. Our Mishnah discusses the five types of grain which are necessary or core to the laws of Challah and the laws of Chadash. So it says our Mishnah, Hachitin Vasaorin Vakosmin Vashibola Shoal Vashifon, that these are five types of grain which are typically translated as wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. I know that some scholars want to argue about whether or not this is really the proper way to identify them by saying that our modern versions of this is what the Talmud says, but we'll go with that translation, that these five grains, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, hare elu chayavin bechala, that these five types of grain are obligated in the concept of challah, which is that a portion of the dough of that's made from these five grains must be separated and given to the kohen umitzdafin zemze, and they're able to combine with each other to make the requisite amount that is necessary to take challah from. And in addition to that, the asurim b'chadash milfnei pesach, these five grains are the types of grains that are they're prohibited to eat from these new grains until the barley offering is brought on the second day of Pesach, umulik tzor mofnei ha'omer, and so too it's prohibited to even harvest them until the omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th of Nisan. Im hishrishu kodem ha'omer, if these five grains took root in the ground prior to the omer, and that itself is a great question, what does it mean took root? But if they did take root, then ha'omer matirin, then the omer brought on the second day of Pesach, the 16th of Nisan, it will allow them to be eaten. But if they did not take root, then asurin achayavo omer abba, then they're going to be prohibited until the next omer is brought. So our Gemara is going to clarify this law and say, is it really referring just to these five grains? Says the Gemara, Hani in, these five grains are obligated in the mitzvah of challah. Orez v'dochan, however, rice and dochan is translated as millet, they are not liable. So why are these five grains not liable? What is the source for this idea that the five grains are liable and these other two grains of rice and millet, or these other two entities called rice and millet, are not considered halachically to be grains? What's the reason for this? So Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish teaches that this law comes from the fact that we make a gezeirah shavah. We compare the words lechem lechem, that appears by the mitzvah of challah, the bread, and also appears by the mitzvah of matzah. It states over here with respect to the obligation of challah in Book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 19, Vayab achalchem milechem haaretz, when you shall eat from the bread of the land. And it also states there, with respect to the obligation of matzah on Pesach, it states in Deuteronomy 16, verse 3, lechem oni. It says the word bread in both places. And since the word bread appears in both places, just like matzah is only going to be kosher if it comes from the five grains, and not kosher matzah if it comes from rice or millet, so too, the separation of challah is only going to be something found by these five grains itself. So asks the Gemara, how do we know that by matzah itself it also comes just from these five grains? Hasam gufa minon, says Reish Lakish, and so too teaches Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. So too we learn V'chein Tana de Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar Kora, comes from a verse, Lo socha olav chametz. It says about matzah, you're not allowed to eat chametz. Shivas yamim tochal olav matzos lechem oni, for 7 days you must eat the matzah. Matzos, it is the lechem oni, it is the bread of our affliction, or the bread of poverty, depending upon how midrashic we want to get with our translation. Comes along the Gemara to say, what do we do from the fact that it says that it is called lechem oni, and also says in that verse that you cannot eat chametz, which means devarim habaim lidei chimutz, only things, the things that can be used to make matzah can only come from things that are also able to ferment, and that the dough, when it remains, ferments. Adam yotze behen yedecho vaso bepesach. Only from those things is a person able to fulfill their obligation on Pesach. Yatzu elu comes to exclude rice and millet, because ein binally dechimutz, if you leave them over, they will not ferment, but rather what will happen to them? They will come to eloi de sirachon. They will come to be ruined. They'll come to kilkol. And so therefore, since those things will never ferment, therefore rice and millet are not able to be used as to make the matzah, but the five grains canon. So since the five grains can be used to make matzah because they are able to ferment, and so too, therefore, they can be used for their law of hafrashas challah, of separating the challah, also applies to them. But we see from here a basic principle, a fundamental principle, that only those things that are able to come to ferment, those are those things that Adam Yotzi ben Yodei Chuvaso bePesach. Those are only the things that you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with. And so it comes along the Hasidic commentaries, and the Hasidic commentaries say, what does the chametz represent? It represents the Yetzer Hara, represents the desires within us. So a person who doesn't have any desires at all, that person is never going to reach the highest spiritual level of matzah. A person is never going to reach the high spiritual level, but only a person who is capable of recognizing that they have these physical desires and yet they overcome them, and the person is able to overcome their temptation to sin in whatever form it takes, and each of us have our own nisyonos, only such a person is able to reach the highest spiritual levels. And that's the idea that the Hasidic idea, the spiritual idea, that a person who is engaged in the world is a person who is going to reach a higher spiritual level, rather than a person who is so afraid of sin that they remove themselves entirely from the world. And we also see from here that this returns to the idea of spiritual success doesn't come from shying away from challenges, but facing the challenges. Only something that is able to become chametz will be able to take us to the highest level, which is the level of matzah.